Regardless of where one stands on the subject of climate change, we are all impacted by rising energy prices and our dependence on foreign oil. Since carbon-based energy fuels our economy and carbon dioxide, CO2, is the byproduct, any effort to reduce fuel use will also reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Further reductions in fuel use can also reduce nitrous oxide, NOx, and particulate matter, PM, emissions. Saving fuel, therefore, is a win-win position both for the economy and for the environment. The freight sector is a significant contributor to greenhouse gases, and it's imperative that industries, logistics, and supply chain sectors become involved in environmental awareness. As logistics and supply chain professionals, we can be a significant part of the solution and also help to make our businesses more profitable. Before I inform you on what my company is doing on a global level, I'd like to share some background. I'll then discuss what environmental supply chain planning is at Sharp Electronics and what we're doing in conjunction with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Personal and commercial transportation accounts for 2/3 of the country's oil consumption and 1/3 the CO2 emissions. Total NOx emissions in the U.S. in 2004 were estimated at 6.3 million tons, with 56% coming in the sector of freight. Particulate matter, PM, estimated at 305,000 tons, with 32% coming from the area of freight. Sharp Corporation Japan, Sharp Electronics USA, and the environmental supply chain community are all working on ways to proactively combat these areas of environmental concern. Sharp Corporation Japan and Sharp Electronics USA are working with members of the environmental supply chain community to confront these areas of environmental concern. With its headquarters in Osaka, Japan, Sharp is working towards being an environmentally green company and has introduced what it calls a super green strategy. All Sharp manufacturing sites have gained ISO 14001 Environmental Management System certification, and the corporation has established intercompany guidelines for the production of environmentally conscious product designs. The company has embraced the philosophy of environmental supply chain planning, which looks at the logistics and supply chain as it relates to the environment, and not just in terms of cost. It's looking at ways of reducing the movement of products by selling directly from factories. It's trying to use modes of transport which will result in the lowest attainable carbon footprint. And it asks its customers to consider combining orders or using weekly shipments where possible. Other corporate initiatives include the use of correct packaging to prevent product damage and subsequent return, and the implementation of a planning from the right place concept, which aims to reduce inter-facility transfers. Sharp's key environmental project, however, is its participation in the SmartWay program, a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, initiative, which the company signed up to in 1994. The program covers freight movement by truck, rail, and sea, and was set up to establish incentives for fuel efficiency improvements and greenhouse gas emission reductions. By 2012, the initiative aims to reduce between 33 and 66 million metric tons of CO2 emissions and up to 200,000 metric tons of NOx emissions each year. It is also hoped that the scheme will result in annual fuel savings of up to 150 million barrels of oil. Under the terms of the voluntary program, freight carriers can apply to become a SmartWay transport partner, and shippers then pledge to use SmartWay carriers. In signing up to the program, carriers must measure their current environmental performance using the SmartWay Transport Fleet Logistics Energy and Environmental Tracking, or Fleet Performance Model, for carriers, and then commit to improving their performance within 3 years. In return, shippers must then assess the current proportion of goods dispatched with SmartWay Transport Partner carriers using the Fleet Performance Model for shippers. This model allows a company to quantify the percentage of freight they ship or receive with fleets that are members of the SmartWay Transport Partnership. And it also has a capability to help shippers estimate the CO2, NOx, and PM emissions generated from their entire shipping operations. For shippers to become SmartWay Transport Partners, they must commit to ship at least 50% of their goods using SmartWay carriers, and also assess and commit to improving facility transport emissions within 3 years. For Sharp USA, its response to joining the SmartWay program was to establish an action plan with goals which included having strict pickup times on less-than-truckload or LTL shipments, implementing a no-idle policy on trucks when waiting to be loaded, and receiving Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism certification. For Sharp USA, the results of SmartWay membership have been positive. In 2004-05, 28% of the 85 carriers it used were SmartWay members, and this had risen to 90% by 2006-07. Yet again in 2004-05, 33% of a total of 127,841 metric tons was shipped with SmartWay carriers, which rose to 98% in 2006-07. The adoption of a non-idle policy and increased usage of intermodal means of transport also resulted in a reduction between 2004 and 07 of CO2 emissions of 918.2 metric tons, particulate matter of 0.8 metric tons, NOx of 18.5 metric tons, and a savings of 82,005 gallons of diesel fuel. Sharp also won the 2006 and 2007 SmartWay Excellence Award, the only shipper to have won it twice. The next step is for more ocean carriers to sign up to SmartWay. This will require a commitment to using low-sulfur bunker fuels and looking for other fuel improvements, as well as a commitment to engine improvements such as the use of slide valves, fuel injection, and exhaust gas recirculation, or EGR. A move to using scrubbers, catalysts, bonnets, and other aftertreatments should also be on the agenda, as well as considering other innovations such as cold ironing, speed reduction, and hull coatings. As a company, Sharp is receiving more and more inquiries from consumers asking what we are doing to address environmental issues. Some 52 freight shippers and 15 shipper carriers have now signed up to the SmartWay scheme, and we must all be committed to finding long-term solutions and introducing more sustainable operations. We'd like to see a SmartWay transport program introduced across the European Union, but it's important that companies aim to exceed the current requirements which have been mandated, and that they realize their competitors are also aware of these issues so that they must take a lead in tackling environmental concerns in order to stay ahead. As I've noted, it's important that a company not just meet the current requirements which have been mandated, but go beyond that. I'm hoping to see in the not-so-distant future a SmartWay transport program adopted in the EU. I'd also like to see an international standard set for ocean carriers as it relates to greenhouse gases. With your help and participation, we know we'll not have to wait long.